Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, we find Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister. And Deuce, we'll get to the injury update in a minute, but you heard Sean Payton's answer there towards the end about that boot action. It was all night long. Whenever the Packers needed it, it was there for them. And that's a frustrating thing to watch because it's not just this game. It was last game as well.
We covered it one time. I mean, I stood up and clapped for it because we covered it right. And so, I know that you won't to be able to stop the run, but look, every man has to be able to do his job, and it's tough, particularly when they're coming across and there's a lot of action. You're bumping guys off, but you either have to chuck that guy, you have to slow him down to be able to let the linebacker and or safety or corner, whichever guy has him in coverage, be able to get over. And so if you're not going to pass it off and talk, which is difficult in itself, then you better have somebody out in the flat. And too many times we saw tight ends just or receivers just run free through our secondary. And, I mean, that's just you can't do it. That's just a poor job.
Going into game four, Cam Jordan has zero sacks. You concerned about that?
That's a problem. It's a problem. I mean, he is your best players or one of your best players on defense, particularly on the defensive line. And, you know, He's got to make plays. Whether there's two guys out there, whether they're chipping you out, that's a problem.
Deuce, let's get to the injury report, the post-game injury report. I know you. We got Jared Cook and Andrew Speed that went down.
Yeah, Jared Cook left the game. We thought he was going to be able to get back in. He tried to went in the tent. He came back out, but he was not available to come back in, and Andrew Speed had to get carted off. His is going to be, I think it's a right ankle, and you know, you have some true worry with him because he kind of got rolled up on. You know, at best you're hoping that maybe it's a high ankle sprain like Michael Thomas, but his probably maybe even a little worse. And those are two, you know, would be two huge losses if you don't have those two guys. I mean, right now you don't have Michael Thomas. You're playing a hungry Detroit team this Sunday at their place. They got their first victory against Arizona today. So, you know, those are two major injuries that you have concern for. Granderson, he was able to come back in. He got banged up a little bit. He was able to come back in, and hopefully we get Davenport and Onyemata back as well.
Deuce, the Saints don't like this. Sean Payton doesn't like it, but against Detroit, you got to have it. You just got to have it.
I don't know what you don't like about it. I mean, it's not a must-win game, but it's a game that you better win. You need to have it, I mean, because – right now, when you talk about the divisional race or even, you know, NFC South in itself, yes, you're 1-0 in division, but, I mean, 2-1 as far as Tampa Bay is concerned, you're 1-2 right there with Carolina, and we know where the Falcons sit at 0-3. I mean, but just from a conference record alone, this is one that you can't afford to lose, and so you got to take care of your business up in Detroit, you know. But at first, you better take care of your business here in New Orleans and fix some of the problems that you have offensively and defensively. I mean, you almost put up 400 yards offensively. You probably should have had about 450, maybe even close, you know, 475.
Deuce, I'll let you talk about Alvin Kamara as a former running back. How good was that catch and run he had there on that long one?
Well, not only the catch and run, but, I mean, even some of his runs, you see him being so explosive. I mean, being able to make guys miss, and he's so patient as a runner, even with the ball in his hand. He's always setting up guys as far as, you know, blockers and just making guys miss. His balance, his vision, and, you know, I tell him, look, you can't get tackled on a one-yard line after you make a run like that or, you know, make so many guys miss. Man, you got to go score. You know, that's one that you put on the highlight film when you've hung up the cleats. But, I mean, he was special tonight.
Shout out to Eric McCoy for hustling downfield on that play as well. He was motoring. The big guy was moving pretty good. Deuce, you know, look, back to the drawing board, circle the wagon, so to speak. Thanks for the time, man.
No problem. Thank you, Christian.
All right, Saints fall 37-30 to the Green Bay Packers. This is the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. Here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.